You're listening to Southern Spotlight, keeping you informed and connected in the Coastal Empire. Here's your host, Mia Mance.
The Ronald McDonald House of the Coastal Empire, just coming off of their rock star extravaganza of all things women, wine, and shoes. And then, of course, the night dedicated to crowning the king of soul. I've got the man behind the fun, the one and only Bill Surachek of the Ronald McDonald House of the Coastal Empire. Welcome, Bill.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you talk about a jam-packed couple of days, my friend. Where do we start? Tell me everything about it, how much you raised, all about your sponsors, and more.
Well, I mean, the big and most important thing is that we raised over $250,000 for the most critical families and children that we're serving here in the Coastal Empire. So by far, that's the biggest, you know, news story of the whole 2 days. But we were very blessed that we also had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. And so kind of you guys have taken on, you know, sometimes you take over like, you know, 3 days, you've broken it down to the 2 days. So let's start with the fashion show day first and foremost.
I think we put on what this city hasn't seen in quite some time. You know, you remember there used to be a fashion week in Savannah, which was always the talk of everything. And, you know, here we had a 64-foot stage, 50 plus models. We kicked it off with Junk Defunk with a lot of the kids that are, you know, tied into the Ronald McDonald House and a program that is. So they were able to get out and really showcase the event. And then our amazing partners, you know, hand in hand with Dillard's, who's been with this Ronald McDonald House for 25 plus years. You know, every Christmas they do the cookbooks, but, you know, in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, they have really stepped up the game and really have put their efforts to supporting this community. And they just put on a showcase of a day that all I kept on hearing was, I can't believe these clothes are here locally at Dillard's. I mean, it was that people were running to the store. I've been only hearing good things about lots of trips out to Dillard's to be able to wear what we showed just last week. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you had some gorgeous models. You had some amazing sponsors. I do want to shout out like Wolfgang Bakery. And there's a lot of people that really have gotten behind this and want to make sure, like you said, that every child and every parent has the quality of care that they deserve during a critical time.
Right. Well, you know, it starts with we had a brand new sponsor for the entire 2 days, which was DeWitt Tilton Group. And you know, Chris Tilton came in. He had been a supporter of the house for several years, small scale with our shop with a cop. And he just never had the opportunity to come out and truly see where those dollars and those families and what was going on here. And he came out in December of 2021 to do a very quick presentation of a check and see the families off for the shopping spree. And, you know, within 5 minutes of getting to see, touch, taste the whole affair, he had grabbed me to the side and said, look, we are going to do more. We are going to be a much bigger part of this mission. And sure enough, within, you know, the first part of this year, stepped up and took over the complete presenter of Wine, Women, and Shoes the full 2 days. And it was just, and very excitedly, I'd love to share, is that he announced on stage on day two, they would be doing the same thing next year. So we've already got a good kickoff for next year's event. And of course, Wolfgang Bakers with Michelle and David Pence were the presenting sponsor for the fashion show. And David Pence Allstate was actually the presenting sponsor for the Thursday night affair. So we were in really good company and just phenomenal. And then, you know, the hits kept on coming. International Diamond wanted to be much more involved and really put the, you know, the saying goes, put the money where your mouth is, and donated over $14,000 in bracelets and Tag Heuer watches and jewelry and you know, was just, I mean, made so much money for the house. And then on top of that, went so far as to add a ring that we knew nothing about the second night of the event, and just said, you know, we were touched by the fashion show, which they were a big sponsor of. And so we wanted to do more, and just, you know, Gary walked up on stage and, you know, surprised us with that. And, you know, our last auction item, which was a surprise auction item, which retailed for like $2,600, went for just under $4,000.
Holy.
I know, right? We were very, I mean, it was just one of those 2 days. I mean, you know, we're very blessed, as you said, you know, great sponsors, great partners, people that really appreciate what we do in this community. And we will be turning July 11th of this year. We will be turning 35 of being here in Savannah, serving this community. And, you know, I've always said, and you and I have always talked about how philanthropic the Coastal Empire really is. And it was proven through our event over 2 days. People really still had a really great time. I mean, what's not to enjoy? On Wednesday at the luncheon, you know, great food, want a champagne tasting, with shopping before the event, you know. Then you had, you know, over an hour of a fashion show that was high energy, high intensity, raised really good money in that, both from the fund and need and some nice auction items, again, you know, supplied by some great people here in this community. And then go into the next day, and now you have an event that had 54 different wines. If you couldn't find a wine you liked, you weren't trying. You know, paired with, I mean, that's just really what it was.
But let's talk about that. Yeah, let's go into the next day, because the King of Soul competition was a real thing going on. And the guys working very hard to raise dollars for the Ronald McDonald House of the Coastal Empire. So let's talk about day two, please, Bill.
Well, day two starts off with that. We had, you know, about 20 guys that stepped up to be shoe guys. And the shoe guys, for those listening that don't understand it, is, you know, 20 guys putting themselves out there with a picture and a write-up and asking for votes, and every vote is $1. So if you donated $10 to your favorite shoe guy, that was 10 votes. And they, for about 4 to 6 weeks leading up to the event, were doing different things, from, you know, hosting events at Bar Food, which was a big sponsor for the house. There was a poker tournament that was done with McDonough's that stepped up and donated half the proceeds of the night to the shoe guys, and this kept on growing. And Aaron Craddock, who is like the new superhero, I mean, if you got to see his picture, he has these, I don't know how he's got them either, and I'm very envious, he has these McDonald's high top sneakers from, you know, the McDonald's basketball event, and he was rocking those. And he just went out and said to me a couple of times early on, what's the record, who has raised the most money to be a shoe guy? And the record was our 5-time champion, Mike Cashwell of Volvo, and he had raised $12,800 one year. And Aaron just smiled and said, okay. And Aaron then made sure he helped every other shoe guy. Like, he hosted a poker event and said, if you come and help out, I'm going to split the proceeds. That night of, you know, Texas No Limit Hold'em, raised like $1,400 for the house, but he very graciously split that, even though it was his event, with other shoe guys. But he just, you know, started, you know, everywhere you turn, Aaron was doing something. And he had the greatest thank yous on Facebook for anybody that donated to him, even auctioned off Jimmy Buffett tickets. And, you know, just one thing after another. And, you know, we got into, everything closes the night before, and sure enough, we have a new champion in the house. Aaron Craddock raised $15,800 as a shoe guy, and Mike Caswell, God bless him, he came in at second, and it wasn't anything short of spectacular, also raising over $8,000.
Oh my gosh.
So ultimately we were able to raise over $42,000 before the event started by our shoe guys. So Aaron was crowned that night the King of Soul, because we're shoe guys, and wore the crown. He looked like a king. I mean, I've never seen it.
You're so spot on. Like, yes, I agree.
I mean, I felt like I had to genuflect every time Aaron walked by me the rest of the night, not only out of gratitude for what he had done for our children and families, but he just had that air of, I wear this crown and robe, and I wear it better than anybody else in the room. And there was a lot of really good-looking people in that room, but boy, Aaron really pulled it off amazingly. But, you know, and he had the support of Chris Tilton, and, you know, the Whit Tilton Group was very supportive of everything that both he and his wife Cynthia did throughout this journey, which for him, you know, he really didn't. I don't know that he was, I'm sure he would have gladly stepped up, but I don't know that he had a choice in the beginning about being a shoe guy. But boy, if anybody embraced it, it was Aaron. And then Mike Cashwell became the Prince of Soul. So he also got to wear a crown. And, you know, that was the kickoff. And then you get into Thursday night, and VIP started at 6 o'clock, and you had all those wines we mentioned earlier, and paired with great food and desserts. And then we had an amazing marketplace for 2 days so people could shop. And there were a lot of people with shopping bags, so there was a lot of great items for them to purchase. You know, they enjoyed the night. At 7 o'clock, general tickets opened up. So ultimately we had on that Wednesday, there was 192 sit-down lunches for the fashion show. And the Thursday night had over 500 attendees for the event. And again, you know, we got to go into some really fun stuff on stage. I will say a special thank you to both my wife, Angel Sorachak, and my staff, you know, led by Janet Kobush, who puts this whole thing on. For some reason, I decided to do this event on my birthday. I don't know that I had a choice on it. And I had resigned myself to the fact I'll have a birthday next week or whenever, because you're in the tunnel vision. And right when we went up on stage to start the festivities, I was surprised, and let me tell you how cool it is to have 500 people serenade you with happy birthday, and it meant a lot. And I know that's very selfish of me to share that, but I'm not gonna lie, it was very nice, and it was very touching. And for me, it was a great way to kick off everything being on stage. So
Bill,
all
let's,
in all, 2 days.
Yeah,
two
I was going to say, let's go here, my friend. At the height of the pandemic, I mean, you guys were in overdrive. Teachers were collecting things for you guys. People all across the community were mobilizing to make sure that at the most critical time when it was related to health, that you guys had what you needed. And here we are. And this is another interview where I'm talking to you about, I mean, absolutely groundbreaking fundraising when it comes to, like, people are setting new highs when it comes to donating to you. What does that feel like for you, Bill, to know that, I mean, our community, our world has gone through so many changes, and here is the generosity of our community going, we get it. We know how much the kids and the parents need it. I know that I've known stories of parents who, like, you are their saving grace, that they can be closer to their little baby. How does this feel for you, Bill?
It's very humbling. I would be the first person, as you know me, would be that I always believe and will always believe that, you know, there's some great missions in this community, but I would put ours up there with any of them. And the fact that the community 35 years later, still feels that way and supports us before pandemic, during pandemic, and then after, there are no words. I mean, having a community when you're asking for two things of people that nobody has enough of, time or money, and yet they are continuously stepping up their game, and coming to the forefront and just doing what's needed unselfishly for people that they have never met or may never have the opportunity to meet other than, you know, having our family there that night so they could hear the thank yous and the stories. You just can't put words to that. And I also feel, and we've talked about this, is that one of the, if you want to look at the plus side, if there's and that's a terrible way to put this, but during the pandemic, I think it was shown if you didn't know what we did and mm-hmm. we didn't know mm-hmm. what a lot of people did, who were those in this community that truly were doing their day jobs? They weren't repurposing themselves. They weren't trying to find other ways and avenues to say, well, we're trying to do things, or they shut down or they work from home. We didn't have that ability because our families didn't care there was a pandemic going on. They wanted to be those 176 steps from those front doors to where their most important thing in their lives was, that their child, or their child were with us, with our cancer patients. And I will just say that the staff here, if nothing else, showed over those 2 years their commitment and dedication to our mission and caring for the most critical cases, because not a single person hesitated when we had that meeting on, it was March 16th of 2020, and I said, I can't ask you to stay. I can't ask you to come in. And I don't know how this is going to be. You know, originally it was 6 to 8, then it was 8 to 14, then it was 6 months, and then it was a year. And nobody hesitated. And we came up with plans, and we did it. We had an amazing board of directors that was very supportive of us during all that time. And of course, the community. And as you said, you know, made sure that we got things a different way. We went from, you know, having these amazing, just go outside and don't think about the world, and it changed on March 16th, to just literally 3 weeks later, this Ronald McDonough House being the first virtual event when nobody knew what virtual events were, with our Red Shoes Run, an event that normally and graciously is probably a $15,000 net event. And we appreciate that, because we get to bring people to the house. They can see what the mission, they can see what the house, they can touch it, they can be a part of it. And we did that first virtual event and raised close to $60,000. And it was just, it's just every time those things happen, or the toilet paper shows up on the front porch, or mostly it was probably more the, you know, the sanitary wipes and the keep the house as germ-free as possible. But everybody did it, and the stories that came out of it, Mia, you know, the things that, you know, not the big things, but like somebody going to Home Depot and they were, someone, the cash register person said to them, well, you know, you got too many of these items, and it was a board member who said, they're not for me. I swear to God, I'm a board member of the Ronald McDonald House, and we're just trying to get whatever we can. I understand it. I didn't realize there was a limit. And the cash register attendant literally looked at her crying and reached underneath her cash register and took those wipes, the disinfectant Clorox wipes, because they each had one for their own station, and said, give them mine too, because I know they need it. So, and the person was so taken aback, didn't get a name, never could say thank you. So I hope that person is listening to your show. And if they are, please come in, because we always talk about it, whether it's $1, one penny, $100, one roll of paper, or 12, every single bit makes a difference for us, whether it's one pop tab or whatever. And those are the things that people just didn't realize. And I think that lends itself to the credibility of being so transparent, being able to show people what you really do and accomplish day in and day out, and having that support network of this amazing community, having you guys, you always are advocate for us, and you wouldn't be in your platform, Mia, if we weren't doing the right things. So, you know, kudos to you, and our appreciation to you and the station and everything that you always have done for us. And those just add up. And to me, you know, those are the things that, you know, I've been doing this now almost 19 years now. And I have been able to go home every night and put my head on that pillow feeling good about mm-hmm. what we did that day. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people have a blessing to get to say that. And I'm not saying there's not tough days, because there's, God knows, a lot of different tough days. But it does make it easier when you know that you have people out there that are just so philanthropic and so giving that it makes you feel good. And you know, I hate listening to the news, because every day it's something else. And, you know, it's just that reminder that there's so many
so much
good people out there doing really good things.
And Bill, you know how to throw a good party. So let me say this. You have been an experienced curator, right? Before that was like a really cool social media thing. You know, you've been really kind of curating this event culture, right? And I think that that's pretty cool that people are having these phenomenal experiences. And yes, you're taking on hard things. And yes, you're making asks of people. But people walk away going, they've had a freaking blast. And they can't, like you said, they can't wait to be a part of it next year. They can't wait to be in it. And I think that that's what's super cool, that you can put, you know, a cross-section of Savannah in a room, right? All these different people, different ages, different backgrounds. And they have a phenomenal experience while raising dollars. You know, there's something really special about what you create. And so I want to say to you that we're very, very lucky to have you. And I know in talking to some of your supporters behind the scenes, how proud they are to stand in support of that mission with you. So I'm only excited to see, I mean, what records you're going to break next year. No pressure.
Well, no pressure, right? Well, you know, it's the nice thing. And, you know, my thought on the nonprofit side, you know, we talk about both sides, and to the nonprofits listening too, you know, just putting your hand out and saying you have to give is not a way to run a nonprofit. Being able to create something as almost, I look at it always as a thank you, that you are giving us all this time and money and support, that it shouldn't just be our handout, because we don't deserve that. No one does. You need to come to work every day and make sure that the mission success is there. And so it is fun to put it on. It is tiring. You know, I did a couple things on stage that I know Janet was going to kill me for when I, you know, you see that opportunity. And I even looked at her, and I looked at my board president too. And I looked at her and I said, Ed may not be here tomorrow because I'm sure Janet may have other plans for me. But you know, being caught up in the moment, even I still get caught up in the moment because it's just so much fun. And we really do that. We really hope that when people come, that they are going to have an experience, as you say, that they're going to have a really good time, that if they are able to donate, they do. And if they can't, they're still there. They're there one way, you know, by invitation, or they did buy a ticket, or they did something. And we appreciate that. And it's not lost on us that, as you said, everybody in that room is different backgrounds, different, you know, different love of different sports teams, different political views. But in that room, in that moment, in this house, it's just about the importance of caring for the critically ill children and injured children, you know, that come across, you know, this hospital, which is amazing, with the new children's hospital. And comes, you know, coming through our doors, and it's very cool.
Yeah, and so let's make sure that we extend that invitation for people to know how they can stay in touch with you, how they can donate as well and get involved with your mission, become a sponsor, and learn more about what you're doing every single day at the Ronald McDonald House of the Coastal Empire. Please, Bill.
Sure. So obviously you can go on the web, rmhccoastalempire.org. You can just call the house and say you want to learn more, whether it's as simple as wanting to volunteer some time and either here at the house or our family rooms, come in and cook a meal for the families, which we have an amazing meal program that is, again, you talk about big support, especially during COVID. Our families ate every night, and that was at a time when people couldn't come in the house, so they were going out to commercial kitchens. You know, so there's those opportunities. You know, stop by, call, you know, we are there to answer your questions. We want to pair you with something that will make you enjoy being a part of us or enjoy that time you give during the day. And we are always here to answer questions and to be there. And we're easy to find. we're just around the corner from the next event. And Janet will probably kill me for that, but you know, we got the big beer guys and cigars, golf, and now casino. We're going to upgrade from poker to casino this year, so add another layer and something new. And that won't be the September, so we do have a little time. But you know, the coolest thing for people, if you'd like to even, you know, see more, we're getting ready to announce it. We're getting everything together, but on that July 11th, It's a Monday night. We are with our great partners at Savannah Smiles. Mr. Marty Richardson and his group have do nothing but whatever we need for the house. Are going to open up their doors on a Monday night, and we're going to have a 35th anniversary party. And, you know, mostly by invitation, and there are going to be some tickets, a few tickets available that I think this will be something unique, because you can only celebrate and support a 35th anniversary one time. So we're hoping to do it right.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we hope that, I mean, yeah, I'm going to extend. And,
yes, with all your I'll be there. Right.
I'm extending you. You'll be getting a note. You'll be getting a save the date from me. You're going to have to get a babysitter.
I know.
Or not. You know, we are a children's charity. It's, you know, entirely up to you. But, you know, we're looking forward to those things. And we hope that if, you know, and we hope that people will ask the questions, because you should ask questions. And it doesn't have to be with us. I hope that the community, if you're out there in the community and, you know, children may not be your number one focus. It could be animals. There's some great, amazing charities. It could be, you know, it could be food banks. It could be a lot of things. Get involved with somebody, because if nothing else, we see and learn every day the need that's out there. And, you know, just do your due diligence, do your homework, and make sure that you're giving it to, you know, somebody that's very transparent and is very, you know, open about what they're doing and what they need. And, you know, let's continue to make this Savannah the best place to live, the best place to visit, and the best place to be a part of.
Oh, Bill Sorachek of the Ronald McDonald House of the Coastal Empire, we're so lucky to have you. I'm so proud of all that our community was able to get accomplished to, oh my God, over $250,000 raised. Way to rock it. You heard about the 35th anniversary party that's coming. And then, of course, you got guys, golf, cigars, and now casino coming soon too. And Bill, you'll be back to talk about all of that very soon. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Mia, thank you for you and everything you do for not only us, but this community. I really do appreciate your love.
Want to be a guest on Southern Spotlight? Just email Mia at mia@dbcradio.com.